Welcome back, Dory Monson Show. We have an exclusive story after a prison guard at the women's prison in Purdy reached out to me last week. We have been confirming this from a bunch of different directions. Ed Troyer is the Pierce County Sheriff, and he joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Sheriff, I always appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
I shared with you last week this email I got from a staffer at the women's prison. Can you confirm the things that this person told me?
Well, we have gotten that email, but we've also gotten calls from other people to confirm some issues that people are aware of out there. And what they exactly are is compared to what emails we don't know yet. What we've done is we have gotten in touch with the State Patrol because it is the state's jurisdiction out there. We're making sure the State Patrol is aware of this information that we've gotten from a couple different sources. And our command staff and detectives will be working with Washington State Patrol to make sure they have everything they need and everything that we've got and everything that's out there.
And what sort of things will the State Patrol be looking at? Because the Department of Corrections tells us that they're just following a stated policy on transgender and intersex prisoners. If they're following policy, if somebody can just say they identify as female, does that automatically get them transferred from a men's prison into the women's?
Well, I know in Pierce County, we run the correctional facility down here, too. And if a man comes in and identifies as a woman in our jail, what we do is they have not had the surgeries and all the things that come along with it, if need be, we let them offer them to stay in a men's area, which are isolated and they're protected. Or if they don't like that and they feel uncomfortable, we can put them somewhere where they're just by themselves. But we do not stick them with the women population. That is our policy. What the state's policy is probably yet to be determined by us. We don't know what it is. And if there are any issues here or not, this is all really new to us. And this is a new thing that's come to us with that much description and that type of behavior by the men and some of their background is very frightening and concerning. So it is something we're looking at. It's new. And we've been looking at it through the weekend and today, and we're going to continue to look at it to find out what, if anything, is out there that may or may not be criminal.
And here's the balancing act. I understand that the state wants to protect the rights of transgender people, but I also understand that the biological women who are in the women's prison, as I've said, and I talked to you about this as we were vetting the story, 86% of female imprisoned felons at some point in their life have been victims of a sexual assault. And I would imagine it is very traumatizing for these women who are in our care as wards of the state, that it's very traumatizing because prison is not it's not the most discreet place. And with things like just going to the bathroom, showering, I mean, if you are a victim of a sexual assault and you're standing next to somebody, whether it's in the bathroom or in the shower with male genitalia, are we protecting the rights of those women, or are we trampling on the biological women's rights while protecting the rights of the transgender women?
Yeah, that's the big question. We know that the way we do it down in our facility is to make sure everybody's taken care of as best as possibly could be and make sure everybody's safe and nobody's offended and people aren't around that if there is an issue, especially if we haven't vetted the people of coming in, don't know their history of women. In this particular case, sounds like some of these guys have issues with women in the past and women have been their victims. So what are you doing? What are we doing here? Are these people really identifying as women? Because if they aren't, then they're ruining it for people that are, that need to be taken care of. If they're just doing it to get transferred into the women's prison, that's a big problem. And it's so easy to do that. Are we going to have more men that want to identify as women when they're really not? Boy, it's a complicated issue, but we're going to have to take a look at it.
Well, and my tipster said that they have heard there are 150 biological men in the pipeline to be transferred to the women's prison. I remember, you're a very philanthropic guy. We're talking with Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer. You were always very active with things like Toys for Tots. And I know that as part of your philanthropy and part of your outreach, that you always believe in helping the incarcerated transition back into life. And you've often used the prisoners in Purdy at the women's prison to help you with some of these community events, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. We've used teams from the correctional facility from Purdy through the holiday season to help sort and distribute 75,000-80,000 toys to kids in our region. And they work hard. They're there every morning. They appreciate being there. We've used them for years, and they get a lot of work done. And when you get to know most of them, you kind of wonder why we've got so many of them locked up, because they are would-be well-contributing members of society. It seems like we're doing a little bit too much punitive stuff instead of rehabilitation stuff, where I believe if you're going to go into a correctional facility or jail, the first day you're there, we should work on getting the right people out, whether making sure they communicate with their families, giving them skills, giving them rehab. The list goes on and on. You know, there are some people that just need to be locked up forever. I get that. But there are also a lot of people that wouldn't be a burden on the state or local governments and could be productive members of society if we gave them a little bit more of a hand.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we call prisons reformatories because hopefully with that punishment will come some bit of reform so that they can transition back into life. And so if the state of Washington is putting these women in a horribly traumatic situation that makes them relive their sexual assaults or whatever, then it seems like we're failing them mightily. So what's the next step? So you have the Washington State Patrol is looking into this, but if it's policy, is it just going to keep going like this?
Well, that's not our policy, and that's not the policy in Pierce County, and I doubt that's anybody else's policy anywhere. And to determine whether this is actually policy or not, it's going to have to be looked into it. You know, I know we've gotten the tips and we've gotten some follow-up, and I've heard the letter, and, you know, you sent me that letter that you read. And that's all very disturbing and all needs to be addressed. It all needs to be looked at. Absolutely. Is it at the level that that letter says it is, or is it worse? That's something yet to be determined that we're going to have to take a strong look at, and, you know, as a society, not just our department, but as a society. I mean, the state, sheriff's department, every single person needs to take a look at what's going on and see what we're doing and what are the long-term effects of it, and how's it going to affect people, and is it really good? Is it going to help people, or is it going to harm people? If it's going to harm people and slow down progress of transition to release, then we're in a bad area.
Yeah, we are. Well, I appreciate you confirming, because, you know, like I said, this person was so frustrated. They wanted help. They were all falling on deaf ears, and that's why they reached out to me. And I appreciate people like you who are willing to look into really serious allegations like this, because we just pretty much got stonewalled by the Department of Corrections ourselves when we inquired. So I really appreciate it, Ed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, thanks.
All right. Okay, Pierce County Sheriff Ed Troyer joining us live here on the Dory Monson Show. I'd love to hear what you think about all of this. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. I am getting lots of emails that confirm what else was in that email. Dory, I've worked 32 years with the DOC. Thank you for this topic. The DOC is more concerned about being progressive than protecting community and victims. And offenders, too, want to be anonymous. I've seen numerous people lose their job if you disclose anything against the Department of Corrections. That's what everybody's afraid of. They're afraid that if they speak out, they will be fired. So we'll continue to be a watchdog of government here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, we've got lots of other news to get to as well as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.